You're listening to SBS News.
Hong Kong police have defended using force against protesters at a Uyghur support rally after thousands gathered on Sunday to condemn China's treatment of the Muslim minority. Police used pepper spray to disperse protesters who retaliated by throwing glass bottles and rockets at them. Police Public Relations Chief Kwok Ka Chuan says officers were being attacked.
Our officers were duty-bound to enter the park to remove the damaged threat. However, as our officers were leaving, an outnumbering mob launched an attack and threw various hard objects at them. They even attempted to help an arrested person escape. Some rioters even pushed our officer onto the ground and snatched his belt. This was a really dangerous and chaotic situation.
Protests in support of Uyghurs, the latest for Hong Kong, which has been in the grip of a pro-democracy movement that began more than 6 months ago after an extradition bill seen by opponents as part of increased meddling from Beijing. The US is also supporting Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters, calling for a report into the treatment of Uyghurs in Xinjiang. The US has also been condemned by China for passing the National Defense Authorization Act. The bill will see the US work to support the military power of Taiwan. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang says the US needs to stop meddling in its affairs and respect the China-US relationship.
We express our strong dissatisfaction with the US after its approval of the Defense Authorization Act of 2020, which includes some negative aspects related to China. China has lodged solemn representation to the US. We urge the US to abandon its Cold War mindset and ideological bias and objectively and reasonably view China's development and the US-China relationship. Do not implement regulations negatively related to China and avoid harming the China-US relationship and cooperation between our two countries in important areas.
Thousands of protesters have also rallied protesting against police action to freeze money raised by a fundraising platform to support the city's anti-government protests. Spark Alliance, the crowdfunding operation used to support arrested protesters, was raided by the Hong Kong police over suspicions of money laundering. Officers arrested four people and froze almost $13 million last week, collected to support the protest movement. The organiser of the rally, Sunny Chong, accused authorities of acting arbitrarily without any substantial evidence.
We condemn the Hong Kong government and the Hong Kong police force try to use the money laundering crime and try to charge the Spark Alliance and freeze their assets, because we know that Hong Kong is a very financial hub and we are a very capitalized city. And that's why in this city with free markets, we cannot arbitrarily try to sue someone with money laundering without any substantial evidence.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.